stuff. So I'm sure my listeners and everyone around would love to get to know you a little bit. The first thing being, what made you want to live and work in Beltrami County?
That's a great question. I mean, I think Beltrami County offers a lot of really great opportunities for me and my family. On the professional side, you know, I'm very interested in working at the county level. That was very intriguing to me. I've worked more than two decades in local government, but mostly at the city level. And I've worked very, very closely with counties. And so the opportunity to work for a county was very exciting to me. The challenges that the county's facing were also a very They were also very appealing to me as well in and around looking for efficiencies and cost-effective ways to offer services, you know, the jail project and the challenges associated with the jail and other infrastructure challenges were certainly of interest to me. Assessing technology opportunities inside the county and utilizing those to identify those efficiencies and cost-effective ways of doing business, I think is also very attractive. Improving quality of life aspects, you know, all of those sorts of things are very intriguing to me. I also understand that there's some opportunities as it relates to succession planning and growing the next, you know, kind of crop of staff and public officials, and that's also appealing as well to me. So that's sort of, you know, the highlights on the professional side. I think on the personal side, you know, I have a very active family. My wife and my four children, we all love the outdoors. We're very drawn to the water. And so the water activities in and around Beltrami County, as well as the winter sports activities of fishing, the you know, sailing and boating and hiking and all of that sort of stuff is also very, very appealing to us.
Well, I suppose last working in North Dakota, you're used to the cold then.
Well, I was told that it's almost summer-like there. You know, I was told, hey, it's really quite balmy in Beltrami and County, and so I'm looking forward to warmer weather. That's for sure.
I just would like to kind of pick your brain a little bit about what your thoughts are about diversifying the workplace of Beltrami County. Some of our commissioners have noted that, you know, they feel like county government and employees should look like the people they're helping and representing. What are your thoughts on something like that?
You know, I really couldn't agree more. And I have worked in very diverse organizations throughout my career. You might know that, and I don't know if you have my resume, but you're welcome to have a look at it. Anybody's welcome to look at it. I've worked all over the country. So I've worked in, you know, the Southeast United States. I've worked in the Northwest United States. I've worked in the Midwest. And I absolutely agree. I've long learned and come to appreciate that diversity in the workplace is very, very important. And I believe very strongly that the look of organizations, particularly government organizations, should be reflective of the citizens we serve. And, you know, we can only really truly represent our communities if our governments look like our communities do as well.